Philip Semple, PLTD 0 and created as date is 01-06-2022. Dictation is for Miss Tamara Wilkerson. Wilkerson spells W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. Tamara spells T-A-M-A-R-A. Date of birth is 03-27-1965. A 56-year-old young lady here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Tamara has a long history of opioid use disorder. She's currently on Suboxone. Here for refill of this medication and follow-up for opioid use disorder. She stated that since her last visit, she has been having an increased symptoms of her neuropathy. Patient indicated that she used some of her husband's gabapentin and felt better. I would like to have a prescription for a gabapentin, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% of room air, blood pressure is 141/90, pulse is 83, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding. She has normal bowel sounds, no rigidity, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. She bears weight well with no anthalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented time 3, cranial nerve student send is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is neuropathy, number 2 is opioid use disorder, number 3 medication refill, period. Next paragraph. Patient, I did a research on the combination of gabapentin and Suboxone. There is a significant interaction with these two medications, which includes serotonin. Serotonin symptoms. We talk about these interactions. Patient was disappointed. She said she has been taking her husband's with no problems. I reminded patient that some of the serious side effects also include seizures. Antagonistic effects may be resulted also. Patient was disappointed and said she will continue taking her husband's. I recommend strongly against that practice, and she said she understands. Her other medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 2/0.5 milligrams SL film. She would take 1.5 films SL 3 times daily for 30 days. Number 135, that's 135. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done. Clinic today, urine drug screen was unremarkable. Positive only for buprenorphine, which she takes as part of this program. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of her patient.